From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. The Columbia Green Community College Board of Trustees, April 2nd, released the names of three finalists under consideration to become the college's sixth president. Current president James R. Campione will retire in July after 19 years of service. The final three are Ron Cantor, Carly Rader Drummer, and Ann M. Margot. Cantor currently serves as special advisor to the Maine Community College System and previously served as president of Southern Maine Community College in South Portland, Maine. Drummer is the president of Quinebaug Valley Community College in Killingly, Connecticut, having previously served as the executive director of College Advancement and executive director of the Educational Foundation at Oakton Community College in Chicago for 13 years. Murat has served at SUNY Ulster for the last 28 years as director, associate dean, dean, vice president, and most recently as senior vice president for enrollment management and student services, from which she retired last June as vice president emerita. Each candidate will visit Columbia Green campus during the weeks of April 8th and April 15th to meet with faculty, administration, and staff. The board's final selection will be subject to approval by the SUNY Board of Trustees. Read the full press release at sunycgcc.edu. WHECTV is reporting New Yorkers will be paying more to shop online following passage of a new state budget. The marketplace provider tax will require all online retailers to collect a sales tax when a customer in New York makes a purchase. After years of lobbying, the new measure closes a loophole that allowed out-of-state third-party retailers to sell their goods on online marketplaces to avoid collecting sales taxes. Ted Potricus, the president and CEO of the New York State Retail Council, said the marketplace provider tax will help balance the competition. He said, and I quote, "So really, what consumers need to know is that the tax advantage that existed on the internet by shopping out of state has been, if not outright, then substantially reduced," end quote. In the past, if you made an out-of-state online purchase from a small company, you were supposed to report it on your tax returns. But beginning in June, every purchase made by a New Yorker will have to include sales tax up front. Read the full story at WHEC.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the Army Corps of Engineers will install a $2.4 million filtration system to prevent further contamination of the city of Newburgh's water from the Stewart Air National Guard Base. The rapid response contract will prevent outflow from Recreation Pond into the water supply during storm events. Mayor Torrance Harvey said this is, and I quote, "a big win," end quote, for Newburgh. He added, and I quote, "$2.4 million federal funding for a water filtration system, that's awesome because that also adds to the $25 million carbon granulated system the state built already at our water plant," end quote. The hazardous chemical PFOS and PFOA originated from the use of firefighting foam at the guard base, and the contamination continues to pollute streams being fed from Recreation Pond on airport property. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Lauren Stanforth is reporting for the Times Union. Nassau Town Supervisor David Fleming said the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is investigating newly discovered environmental contamination believed to be related to the Dewey LaFell Superfund site 5 miles away. Fleming said the newly found contamination off Route 203 is believed to be related to LaFell operations decades ago, perhaps as a staging area for trucks. The EPA must investigate more what the origin of the contamination is. The town, along with the EPA, the State Department of Environmental Conservation, and Department of Health, as well as the Rensselaer County Department of Health, are reaching out to residents that may have been impacted by the new area of contamination, according to a statement released by Fleming on April 3rd. The roughly 19-acre landfill off Mead Road is located 4 miles northeast of the village of Nassau and was formerly used as a dump in the 1950s and 1960s. 26 private wells were tested in the area of new contamination, and the preliminary indicated none were found to have dangerous levels of chemicals such as PCBs. Three wells were found to have the chemical TCE present, but the levels were low enough for safe human consumption. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.